opportunity to acknowledge someone, really words fall short, for someone who has done a great deal for the public we all serve and who has never shied away from providing what I consider to be her insightful comments. On the occasion of her last Judicial Council meeting before retiring and heading to Ireland, I would like to congratulate and thank Judge Cheryl Ellsworth for her many contributions and her efforts not only to the people of Riverside County and the Superior Court of Riverside County and to this Judicial Council and to the statewide administration of justice, but also to me personally with all of your efforts these years when you were presiding judge and now as a member of council. You made many contributions, but I want to highlight two that have been critically important to moving us forward in this time of fiscal freefall. You were involved in two critical initiatives for me and the Judicial Council. First, my strategic evaluation committee, where you volunteered many, many hours for this evaluation and audit performance of the AOC, and the Council's trial court budget work group, which came up with WAFM and worked so closely and I think intimately in many ways with courts that stood to be considered donor courts and courts that had to look to a different formula and a change in their funding plans in the future. Both of those initiatives have brought about what we have embarked on most recently with Council, and that is pronounced transparency, accountability, and fairness in the way our branch operates. I'm very grateful to you for all the work you've done. I'm sorry to see you go. I'm happy for you and your plans out of state. And I will invite you to receive, as you know, the Federalist Papers, one of our signature contributions to Judicial Council members who leave us. And after I invite you up and take a picture, I'd like you to share some words.
One that gets very emotional or cries very often. I have a sister who cries at every movie she sees, and I like to go to the movies with her to mock her. So I tend to get emotional only on occasion, and when I do, it's not a pleasant sight, so I'll try to keep this brief. It has been my distinct pleasure and honor to serve what I believe is the great state of California for almost 19 years in different capacities. And some of the greatest lessons I have learned and contributions I've been able to participate in, and I won't indicate that I was necessarily the driving force, have been in the areas of family and children, domestic violence. Certainly the SEC report was a crowning moment for me in being presiding judge of my own county. And as I leave you, I'm really not leaving at all. I just have more time for volunteering, and so please feel free to contact me. But I've often thought about what my role is, whether it's on the Judicial Council or whether it's in the courtroom. And truly stitched in my own heart, I believe that we are sentinels of justice, keepers of the public trust, and guardians of access. And that does mean that you have to stand up and say things that maybe no one else at the time in the room agrees with. And it does mean you have to vote not your heart, but your conscience. And it does mean you have to step up and volunteer and not be in the shadows, but be out in the light and be able to take the stinging arrows sometimes. But by doing that, I think you retain the integrity of not only the nobility of the seal of which we adorn our courtrooms with, but truly the notion of what it is to be a judge, what it is to be a member of the Judicial Council, what it is to serve the public. And I'm not married to an attorney. I'm married to a dentist. And he's always asking me, now, why do you want to do that? Or what are you getting paid for that part of it? And I tell him, just do a lot of crowns and leave me alone. Because at the end of the day, what we do is it can't really be explained. All the extra work, it can't be really explained to people who don't understand it. What I do understand is that I've had the most incredible spouse and partner, though, and family. As you all know, I'm a mother to six children, and we have seven, now almost eight grandchildren. And a little 2-year-old Adele got on the phone today on her birthday, and she insists on calling me Nana Cuckoo. And so I will go to a better service after this. Thank you all. You are my friends. You are my colleagues. And sometimes you're on the other side of the debate table with me, but I think that's how we get things done and done correctly. And I thank you, Chief, very much for entrusting me in the work you've allowed me to do. Thank you very much.
Before we start public comment, and which I'll turn over to Justice Miller, I also invite, I don't mean to edit anyone else who would like to speak about Cheryl's departure or work with her. I just know I've asked her to do many things, and she's always yes before I get the sentence out completely. And I've always appreciated your enthusiasm and your dedication and your frank discussion with me. Thank you.
I couldn't let the moment go. I've known Cheryl now for all of those 19 years and had the privilege of working her with her on the Riverside Superior Court. I watched her as she worked as a presiding judge during a very difficult time in the court and did such an able job, and then been able to sit with her on the Judicial Council. And I think we've served on many Judicial Council committees, and so I know you personally and will miss you immensely. I know that I can still call and text you, but you've been a great friend, and you're someone I love and cherish.
Judge Walkup, and then Judge O'Malley.
Permission to pile on.
Granted.
I don't want to steal Justice Scotland's thunder. I know he's going to say some things about Cheryl, but I didn't know Cheryl until 2011 when we had the privilege of being placed on the Strategic Evaluation Committee together, and I've served on many committees, and I've done many things over my career, but one of the true pleasures and highlights of my career was not only being on that committee, but working with people the caliber of Cheryl Ellsworth. To me, she's one of the great judges in California, not just because of her work on the bench, but because of all the extra things that she does that she just said that we don't get. She gets it as a judge. You know, her governing principle always seems to be, what can we do better for the citizens of the state? How can we make the judicial branch work better? How can we better serve the citizens? And boy, I'm going to miss you. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Judge O'Malley and then Judge Jacobson.
So I met Cheryl serving on a lot of committees, and when I was chair of the Presiding Judges Advisory Committee, and she was coming in as APJ and PJ of her county, and I called upon Cheryl Ellsworth for a lot of things, and she never said no. So thank you, and I'll miss you.
Thank you.
I just want to tell a very brief story, maybe about a different aspect of what you've contributed. When I came onto the bench, after about 3 months, I was sent to a DV training, and Judge Ellsworth was one of the teachers. And I came from a prosecutor background, state court prosecutor background, where the one thing that you knew for sure was to avoid DV cases like the plague. And you injected in me an appreciation for the importance of that work that to this day, and I believe through the end of my career, I will always keep a DV calendar, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Judge McCabe.
Thank you, Chief. I too, met Cheryl on the Strategic Evaluation Committee. The bonding that went through, because it was, quite frankly, whether you know it or not, a very isolating experience. We could almost feel the hisses and boos as we walked in to do interviews or ask for documents, and consequently the result was almost a band of brothers type of an attachment to each other, because it was, we felt like we were on an island. Because of that experience, because of working and having the privilege of meeting, hearing, collaborating with truly a talented group I've never worked with before, and and probably never will again. Cheryl was instrumental. She didn't sugarcoat things, so we know where she stood. I opined, I think, privately, as I'm trying to figure out the political landscape, to Scotty at a dinner, you know, Cheryl's type person that, you know, will run over me. And she did. because she didn't hold back. She called it like she saw it. And she was so thorough in her analysis that in the end, I started calling her Sissy.
Not sissy as a faint heart, and
that's sissy as in sister, because she reminds me of my older sister who runs over me all the time. And so with that, and I hope this isn't too personal of the information I'm divulging, but I'm truly going to miss working with you, collaborating with you, texting you, even if it's a joke or not. I've come to respect you and the other members, and truly, in my heart, have grown to love you. And I'm going to miss you, as I know Charlie is and the other members. So with that, thank you for your service and the distinct privilege of being able to work with you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all, and thank you, Cheryl, for being Cheryl. We have two members here to have requested public comment. Our first is Honorable Arthur Scotland, presiding judge, retired, Court of Appeal, 3rd Appellate District. Can you please approach the podium? You have 5 minutes, and I will give you a reminder of 1 minute. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chief Justice, and thank you for members of the Judicial Council for granting my request to come and join in the tribute to Judge Cheryl Ellsworth, a former colleague and still a great friend. And I'm going to dispense with the formalities. Cheryl, okay? Cheryl is special. And I'm really pleased to see you in Sacramento, my hometown. And I'm also pleased to come before you as a former member of the Judicial Council and former Administrative Presiding Justice of the Court of Appeal, 3rd Appellate District, former this, former that. I guess you could call me a has-been. But I am here in that capacity, and I too got to know Cheryl as part of the Strategic Evaluation Commission when the Chief Justice appointed me to be the initial chair of the commission and then appointed a really fabulous group of individuals to that commission. I want to digress for just a minute if I can, because I just think the creation of the Strategic Evaluation Commission really demonstrates the leadership and the vision of the new Chief Justice when she first came. One of the first things that she did was to create the Strategic Evaluation Committee to do an in-depth program audit of the administrative office of the courts. And the directions were, do what you need to do. No holds barred. Nobody looking over our shoulder, and just get into it, top to bottom, side to side, back to front, a full in-depth review analysis an evaluation of the Administrative Office of the Courts, and then to make recommendations on how to enhance operations, make them more transparent, et cetera. So if I could, I want to just take a moment to talk to you a little bit about what the SEC did. Because, you know, when you work in an organization in a group like that to do a program audit of an entity like the Administrative Office of the Courts, you learn everything, not only everything about the entity that you are doing the program audit of, but you learn a lot about the people that you're working with to do that. And that's how I got to know not only Cheryl, but to Charlie Waka, Ryan McCabe, and many, many others on that committee. And I've got to tell you, it was a pleasure, and it was a lot of work. But we truly did a complete, thorough, top-to-bottom evaluation of the AOC. We had a methodology. We obtained information information from all of the, I'm not too keen on the word stakeholders, but hey, they were stakeholders, okay? We got information from presiding judges. We got information from all judges that wanted to comment in the entire state. We got information from court executive officers. We got information from organizations and entities that are users of the court system. This took a long time, and we dug and we dug and we dug, and we learned in my view, everything about the AOC and its operations, its method of operations. And I think that's reflected in a very thorough and, quite frankly, hard-hitting evaluation and assessment of the AOC, because this was, and it's this, again, is a tribute to the Chief Justice, you know, no holds barred. We really want to know how the AOC is operating and what might be done to make it a more efficient and transparent organization. So we held interviews. We went to the sites. We had interviews with every presiding justice and presiding judge, of the trial courts. We had interviews with all of the chief executive officers that wanted to talk with us. We, as I say, gathered information from all judges. All of the administrative presiding justices. It was a very thorough, very complete, very in-depth assessment. And
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. So, thank you. So, in that, I got to know Cheryl well. As has been indicated, Cheryl is never shy about expressing her views, which is also balanced by her wonderful sense of humor and her real genuine commitment to good government. So I want to take off my hat. One of the great things about getting old is you have the opportunity to meet and work with really exceptional people, and she is one. Cheryl stood out in a very positive way, and I'm just thrilled for you. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for what you did for the SEC to make that such a great report and a great program out of it. Thank you.
Thank you.